Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
Please stand by. Go ahead, Bob.
Thank you, Phil. This is Bob Bakke reporting here from Lewis, Delaware, where we have just received the news of Sam Donaldson, veteran ABC reporter. Sam Donaldson has been arrested for DUI. That's right, Sam Donaldson, who is a White House correspondent for ABC News for many years, covering President Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton. He also co-hosted Primetime Live. Sam Donaldson arrested for DUI. Now, it is worthy to note, Phil, that Sam Donaldson did co-host Primetime Live with Diane Sawyer. And as you know, Diane Sawyer has a long-standing drinking problem. And Sam Donaldson, he was arrested on December the 1st for a traffic violation. That's when police determined that Donaldson had been driving and gave him a field sobriety test, and he was driving under the influence. This is...
Oh, whoa, hold on for just a second, Bob.
Bob, here he is. Go ahead, Phil.
December the 1st?
That is correct, Phil. This is breaking news as Sam Donaldson is arrested for DUI a full 2.5 weeks ago. This is Bob Baking reporting here on the Phil Hendrick Show. And...
Hold on. Get him back, okay?
Hey, yeah. Yeah, we gotta get you back on because.
And this is Bob Baker, so go ahead.
Can we kill the music?
I can't do any reporting unless I have the eyewitness sounding music. I need to have teletypes and I need to have a busy newsroom behind me, Phil, in order for me to function as a reporter. So please keep the music up there.
Well, that's fine, but I can barely hear what you're saying.
There's Bob Baker, Phil. What's your question?
My question is. I can't hear him, okay?
I've got to have the music. Keep it good and hot so it muffles out the sound of my helicopter and I sound very newsy and I sound really important, okay? Just going to have to suffer through it, Phil. What's your question?
I'm sorry, what is what?
What's your question?
Dude, what's your question?
What's your question?
My question is this. Oh, I'm going to go nuts with that.
Can't you lower that?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, the question is, how is it...
I'm making reporting, Phil. Go on.
What happens if we lower that music?
My understanding is he is not able to function properly without that music.
I'm going to have to lower the music.
Please don't do that, Phil, because that...
See? You got to get the music up.
Okay, I'm better now.
All right, forget it.
Wait a minute. You guys pay me, buddy. I mean, I'm up here in a helicopter, and I'm...
All right, just never mind. I can't deal with that music.
Well, I mean, Bob Bakin got to have that music.
I don't care what Bob Bakin's got to have.
Well, it is a little odd that a man is not able to speak unless he has his theme music, but it is not unprecedented. There are individuals that are not able to move ahead unless they have their theme music.
And who would that be?
What about that one guy, Jay Santos of the police?
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
Yes, didn't you have a situation with him where he was not able to speak? Or maybe that was just he didn't do his report?
No, he wasn't able to come on and do his report unless he had the theme from Highway Patrol. But that's different. I mean, who cares whether we talk to Jay Santos or not? This is breaking news. Or at least I thought it was breaking news. It was December the 1st.
Well, that's very standard.
Why is that?
Because First of all, the police don't have any obligation to alert news media when they make an arrest. So someone with either Newsday or one of these breaking... Whoever broke the story found...
What do you mean by break a story?
Breaking the story, as in reporting it.
Being the first to report it.
But they broke it, though. Yeah.
No, they didn't break anything. Do I have to go through this again?
No, Bud... It's a phrase. It doesn't mean the story's broken. Now, again, Sam Donaldson was arrested and later released, and there is an arraignment set for Friday, and I think that's why this reached news reporters, because they generally go through whatever is of public record, especially arrest reports, because, hey, you know, if they see somebody gets popped who is famous, you know, they're going to report on it.
Well, that's how Larry Craig, you know, the man in Idaho... the closeted homosexual.
You don't know he never said he'd had a closet.
Bud, you know, what do you call a man that is trying to touch another man's you-know-what in a bathroom?
Well, was he trying to touch it?
We don't have any report on Larry Craig trying to touch anybody's genitals. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Well, there is no such report. He was...
Well, what did he mean that he's a big guy, he's a big wide guy?
He was probably talking about it, his genitalia.
No, he was not. He was talking about the way he stood it. Would just everybody be quiet for a minute? Larry Craig was talking about how he stood at the... He was talking about his genitalia.
Well, he said he was big.
Yeah, he said it was big and wide.
Big and wide, huh? That's not what he was talking about. He was talking about how he stands. It was a load of horse dung that he was giving this cop. He was telling the cop, I'm a wide guy and I bump. It's a bunch of weird ass. One of the reasons why that story never flew is because any man that's ever used a public restroom, such as myself, those terms that he was using, they just don't, you know, sorry, man, I don't know what you're talking about. I bumped him while I was... One of the things you do when you're standing in a restroom is make sure you don't touch anybody else or anything. If they had any kind of surefire antiseptic in those places, something that would kill every germ that was not only in that bathroom, but every bathroom that you're about to visit in the next 20 years, you'd use that.
So you don't bump other men?
You bump other men? Hey, bud, you bump other guys in the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
That's why I thought he's talking about Italia.
What do you mean, Talia?
You're talking about genitalia.
Why don't you speak English, man, okay?
I don't know if it's okay.
The point is that Larry Craig was found out by a very resourceful reporter who was looking through public records and found that Larry Craig had, in fact, been arrested by the Minneapolis police there in the airport because he was... zipping up and touching a man, right?
No, that's not it. No.
All right, Phil, you have all the answers. I love coming on your program because I'm always wrong.
What?
I've got to look for Tampa.
Oh, here we go again with that.
They're in the car.
You can't just get up and split, Margaret, every time somebody is disagreeing with you.
I'm not doing that. I'm looking for tampons.
They're in your car.
That's where I'm going.
Then why are you standing right around the corner of the door and not moving and just kind of leaning in and yelling?
How dare you let the audience know what I'm doing?
Get out of here. Larry Craig, that story is dead and buried, but one thing's for sure, man. You don't go in there and I'm a wide guy and I bump the other guy. That guy was, he was trying to pick up dudes in a toilet. In the words of Lenny Bruce, the late, great Lenny Bruce, you know, why would anybody go into a public latrine and do anything other than piss and leave, you know? So now we have Sam Donaldson, which has nothing whatsoever to do with that. But what we were talking about was the tendency of the press to report, you know, obviously sometimes these stories come to us a bit late. You'll say, well, this happened on such and such a date. Geez, that was over a month ago. It's because not a lot of these things, the police have no obligation to report anything to the press. They don't arrest Sam Donaldson and then say, hey, we just busted Sam Donaldson. They arrest the guy, they process the, you know, they book him and process all that information, and he is either in jail or he bonds out, and that's the end of that, and then he goes to court. Now, this is due on Friday, and I'm thinking that that's where it was discovered by a reporter saying, some guy that, you know, hangs around the courthouse, and, oh, look at this, Sam Donaldson's coming in. So his arraignment is on Friday. A phone call to Donaldson's home in McLean, Virginia on Wednesday was not immediately returned. McLean is about 110 miles west of Lewes, Delaware. L-E-W-E-S?
Yeah, that's Louis. Yeah, Louis.
Well, if you don't know, then why are you asking?
It's a very good question. Donaldson was twice chief White House correspondent for ABC News, covering Presidents Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton like stink on You Know What. I'm kidding, I just added that part. He also co-hosted Primetime Live with Diane Sawyer, where he picked up his bad habits boozing and then going on the job. I'm also kidding about that, making it up. Sunday morning broadcast This Week with Cokie Roberts. No, I'm kidding. It was Sam Donaldson and Cokie. You imagine This Week with Sam Donaldson and Cokie Roberts, starring Cokie Roberts. That's what they should have called it, just to give Sam that extra push over the edge for the bottle of hooch. Anyway, coming up will be Don Berman to discuss that. We'll see if we can't get Bob Bakian back on the line if he doesn't have that problem like it sounds like he's got. We're also going... Will you turn that off? We don't need him right... No, that's okay. Go ahead, Dan. We're leaving. Never to return. No, we'll be right back. Also, a little bit of personal life information from Phil Hendry. The Milwaukee Lions have forfeited their final game of the season. Playoffs start on Monday. There was no Milwaukee Lion game. Do you want to know why? Well, you never really know why, but we'll give you a hint. Coming back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
Bob Beck,
the Phil How Hendry is it you're Show. Able to talk?
because you got to Bill Henry Show music. That's up that day. Bob Bakian, news.
I'm sorry, Ted, that we haven't had you on sooner. We've been very busy. We've had...
No, I know that you've got the... I know you've been talking an awful lot about the one-man show, and certainly I'm excited about that. You've been talking an awful lot about the Milwaukee Lions, and certainly... But I am a paying sponsor of some 13 years, and I don't say that to criticize you, but I do say that I think when it comes to the nut-cutting, as we like to say in the business world, Phil... Or, if you will, the meat of the matter. Huh? The meat of the matter?
Yes.
Boy.
The meat of the matter is in Ted...
Yeah, all right, that's okay, that's all right. But I thought that that was a nice phrase. And
the meat of the matter, yes. The Ted Bell...
No, not the Ted Bell meat of the... Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
The Ted Bell meat of the matter. I'm trying to clean that up. I've been trying for I don't know how many years to get people to see that for what it is. We want to put our meat in your mouth means we want to put our steak, our prime rib, our pork loin, our chicken, our tenderloin, our porterhouse, our Kansas City cut, our New York cut in your mouth. That's what I've been trying to get people to say. And now you want to say Ted Bell's meat of the matter.
Why come on the show and start to criticize after 4 weeks?
You're absolutely right. I apologize. I'm sorry.
But the reason why we want you on, Ted, and you're right, I want to have you on a lot more, and there's a lot of guys that we've just been kind of... Steve Bozell has not been with us for a long time.
I don't know who that is, and to be honest with you...
All right, I apologize, but one of the reasons why we didn't have you on, to be quite honest, is because you had some infatuation, which I know you worked out with your wife, for that woman out at the bear pit.
I had a problem, and I talked about it with professionals, and I'm okay, and I did talk to Marcy, and why that has to be brought up now, I certainly understand the audience, follows a lot of our lives because we are celebrities, and I get it. I have a steakhouse. You know, it used to be a time, Phil, when I would take phone calls from the audience. What happened to that? Is that because of these people that are...
Never mind about that, okay? I talk to my audience behind the scenes about that.
Well, I think there's something going on. I don't know what it is. And I wish you'd clue me in. You think you can talk to me behind the scenes? You think you know my phone number? Have you got my cell number? Or do I need to give you six more?
I apologize, Ted. It's just...
I apologize, Ted. Ain't getting it done. I'm sorry to have to call you out right here on the air, but you've got a lot of people out there. What happened to your show? I'm sorry, Phil.
There's a lot of stuff that I can't talk about.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff you can't talk about. You know,
Ted, there's just a lot of stuff I can't talk about.
So what do you want to do? You want to talk about this guy, Donaldson?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about Sam Donaldson. We're going to have Don Berman on later on.
Don Berman, there's a guy. That guy, there's a guy that...
Don't talk to me about his bar. Look, you want to have an argument or do you want to talk about Sam Donaldson?
I wanted to mention the bar tab that Berman's running up at my place, not as a negative, but as an example of how I give credit to celebrities.
You were going to complain about it.
I was not going to complain.
You were going to complain about the fact that Berman runs a big freaking tab at your place. I haven't got the time or the inclination to care.
I tell you what, and I think I speak for a lot of people. When you come down off your high horse, when you get some psychiatric evaluation, then you go right ahead and you call.
Okay, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills, and that was uncalled for, his comments about psychiatric evaluation. He's got an attitude. I don't. And the fact that I had a, I haven't.
Spit it out, Phil. You I think you're making a good point. You go ha la ha la 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 like that.
I know what I'm doing. And I think the fact that I understand, for many longtime listeners of the Phil Hendry Show, I understand that we're going through. I said it as best as I can say it, which is this is the ever-evolving, ever-morphing, ever-emorphing, ever-whatever you want to call it.
What's emorph?
That's like a website.
That's a place where you can go and date a girl that's morphed.
Don't touch him. By the way, Bud, I had a comment on the fan page today of someone saying you're on the show far too much. They can't stand listening to you, and they hate you.
I don't care. I hate them.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd say.
So you thought you'd drop that little hand grenade on Bud. Phil, the point that we're making here is that Ted Bell was on the program. He wanted to make some points about the fact that your radio show has changed remarkably over the last year or so. And a lot of longtime listeners want to know what's going on.
Well, I've explained it to them. And that's as good as it's going to get.
You've explained it behind the scenes to the backstage pass holders.
They know what's going on. You know, things change. Radio shows change. And to be honest with you, I'm glad I'm doing the show the way I'm doing it right now. And until further notice, that's what we're going to do. And when we're able to change it back to the way that it might have been in the minds of some people... And, Bud, why are you doing that with your fingers? Am I just like blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, it's just like chatter, man. Just get to it.
All right, I'm sorry.
Boy, you take that kind of crap from him, and I have to... I get up to look for tampons, and I'm the subject of a merciless berating. Almost as if... Phil, let me tell you something. You're not standing there with a big handlebar mustache turning the crank on a you-know-what while I'm on a leash... holding a little bellhop hat, waiting for the...
You know, Margaret, come on, everybody, let's move along. This is bad. This is real bad.
Yeah, this looks bad out here, man. Yeah, talk about it in the office later on.
Oh, I'm just saying, if I didn't...
Just talk about it in the office later on. That's all I'm saying. Don't jump on me.
Yeah.
If I didn't feel good, I wouldn't be out here.
It's a hell of a thing for you to be talking to me like that. You know?
I'm just saying...
I can't let you out in a game like this. There's four hits up there. Okay?
Well, I jammed the last guy.
It doesn't matter if you jammed the last guy. The last guy was a left-hand. He got a hit on you. What about what's that other guy? Rivers, Jackson, and that other guy. Wasn't he a lefty? I can't let you out in a game like this, okay? I'm the manager of the team. I'll make the decisions, okay? It may be the wrong decision to make, Margaret, but I'll make the decisions. Don't worry about it. I'll make the decisions.
All right, but I think you're wrong.
Well, I may be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, okay? But I'll make the decisions. It's my decision to make, not yours.
Hey, man, it looks bad out here.
You already said that. The preceding dialogue, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Tommy Lasorda, Doug Rau, and the Los Angeles Dodgers of 1978, the tape of which is very famous. It's making the rounds on the Internet as we speak.
And it's Bob Baker in here getting us back on track. It is all about Sam Donaldson getting arrested for a DUI. Sam Donaldson arrested for a DUI? Bob Baker plenty.
Thank you, Bob. So, Sam, you can turn off his music now.
But I can't talk without the music.
I don't want to hear you talk anymore. Thank you. So Sam Donaldson arrested for a DUI, and to give us a little bit more on that, from the standpoint of a journalist and a guy who obviously has done an awful lot of that kind of work in his life, that is journalism, Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Don, how you doing tonight?
Well, Phil, I'm doing very well, but I have to tell you, Sam Donaldson's a dear friend, and I will tell you that I feel bad for the problems that he is experiencing right now.
Sam was arrested for a DUI on December the 1st. It's not unusual. Americans are out being arrested for that offense. It's common. I think what frightens us is that it's very easy for something like that to turn into something more serious, like a hit-and-run, a fatality, something like that.
Well, there's no question, Phil, that that you're absolutely right. And I think when you're a reporter and you're in the public eye, as I am, as Sam Donaldson is, and as Diane Sawyer is. You see, I brought that name in, and I don't want to be overly dramatic, but I heard you mention Diane Sawyer, and you knew that I was going to comment on her.
I understand. I'd like to make sure that what we say here is nothing that's going to expose me or the company to any lawsuit.
I understand.
Now, hold on. We're going into a break, if you don't mind, and we'll come back out with a full, your full opinion on Diane Sawyer, Sam Donaldson, and drinking on the job.
I'm not going to talk about drinking on the job.
I'm sorry, about reporters that drink.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So, not the most groundbreaking news in the world, but groundbreaking enough for us to do it. Don Berman on the line with us from Channel 19 News. Don, we're talking about Sam Donaldson and his arrest for DUI.
Yes, and as I was saying to you earlier, Phil, I think that Sam Donaldson has been a great reporter. I think he's been a good friend. I'm sorry to see that I believe the environment that has been allowed to metastasize at ABC News has finally taken its toll. And by that, I'm talking about the... Get over there. Mr. Martin's here.
You're going to have to move from there.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Hey, hey, how you doing? I'm doing good. I'm sorry. Very sorry. Hold on for a minute, Mark. Hey, Angelo. Hey. You. Hold on, Phil. Could you hold on?
Yeah.
Martin, come here. What did you call me? I called you Martin. Now, I don't know why you keep coming over and using this machine when I'm on the air with Phil Henry, but it's going to stop. You understand? Oh, it's going to stop. Is that right? Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah. Okay. Hey, Angelo, this guy here says it's going to stop, huh? It's going to stop me? I'll stop you. I'll stop that greaseball there. Greaseball? Greaseball, huh? Yeah. I'll stop any one of these guineas and these Goombas or whatever you have, any of these spaghetti, you know what, I'm going to stop them from bothering me with this machine. So, you're going to stop me from doing this, right? Right here? Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I'll do right now. There. Yeah. How do you like that now? Your machine's broken. How do you feel? Hey, you broke my machine. Yeah.
Hey, Don.
Hold on. I know what I'm doing. Now, you and that other guinea, get out of here.
Don.
I'm telling you.
If this guy is the way that I think he sounds like he is...
Really, Phil? What is that?
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, guess what? No, he's not. It's all a big show. You and the... That's right, I'm pointing to you. Get out of here. This guy, I tell you what he is. He's the son of someone that bought a controlling interest in the station. I don't even think he's got any money himself. He's coming over pretending like he's all mobbed up or connected or whatever they call it. And I find out this guy isn't anything more than somebody. I think he operates the newsstand downstairs here, and that's it. So no more Mr. Nice Guy. Don't come over here at all.
What's his name?
I don't know. Known by Martin. All right. Now, I wanted to continue. May I continue?
Go ahead.
I want to continue now with my discussion of Sam Donaldson. Sam Donaldson has been a man of... impeccable credentials. But what happened to Sam Donaldson is he was sucked into the vacuum of ABC News, an environment that I think we all know is a degenerative environment. It is a cancerous environment. And all you need to do is look at the woman they have. I forget the name again.
Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer. A woman that had no problem of coming on the television on the TV screen picture, the TV television screen picture. I'm having a hard time focusing. Hold on. Boy, it's hot in here. Would somebody get me a?
Are you all right, Don?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Don't worry about it. I'm all right. This guy Martin, I want to get the. I want to get Mr. Blaylock on the phone. Yeah. Diane Sawyer came on the television screen where you see the picture of the person. After the opening speech that they have for the man that runs the country.
What's wrong with you?
I know what's wrong with me. He dosed my coffee. I know what this is. I know exactly what this chemical is. Is this Bisonol? It's Bisonol. It's a chemical that I got. This guy Martin dosed my coffee. You're going to jail. Hey. You're going to jail, which I know you're familiar with. Hey, well, you're going to the place where the policeman takes people with the bars.
Did this guy put something in your coffee?
Yes. He put a thing called Bisonol in my coffee. It causes extreme confusion and difficulty with even the simplest of terms. And I'm articulating that to you now, Phil, so that your audience understands what's happening to me. But I will not, I repeat, I will not stop talking on the this thing that I've got in my hand as my mouth goes blah, blah.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you're going to stay with us.
All right.
But as this drug takes its effect on you, Bisonol.
That's exactly right. It's called Bisonol. It's a chemical that goes in a pill and a little round thing that...
That's all right. We know what you mean.
All right.
So this guy, Martin, who is not a mobbed-up guy, doesn't own the station, is not even the manager of the station. He hangs around at the whim of one of the majority owners. He's actually just some punk who dosed your coffee with Bisonol and stuck the espresso machine near your desk to bug you.
In a word, yes.
All right. Now I've got the picture. Now I've got the lay of the land. As best as you can, explain to me now what you... We'll just stick with Diane Sawyer.
That's what you... The words that you just say are words that I like. It makes me feel good because I like it, because I want to say the same thing, but not exactly the same thing.
Okay, that means you agree with me.
That's, yes. Yes. My head goes up and down.
Right, you agree.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Diane Sawyer, not Tom Sawyer, but Sawyer, and I don't know the origination of the word.
Diane Sawyer, just go ahead.
Diane Sawyer, she takes the bottle with the liquid that makes you talk funny and show your penis to strangers, and she drank it and got on in front of a man who has a machine.
Got in front of a TV camera.
Yes. And acted like her mind and brain and the chemistry therein was impaired. And,
drunk.
Yes. And Sam Donaldson.
You're doing fine. Keep going.
Donaldson.
Let me talk to him. Don, this is Margaret. Just keep thinking of me.
Mr. Bowman.
Who is that?
This is Danny. I'm one of the interns. He passed out. And he's vomiting.
Hold on. Just keep thinking of me, huh?
I thought it would be...
That's all he had to do. Now he's vomiting on the floor. Hey, are you there?
Give him some coffee. Give him some air. Everybody, back up.
Hello. Yeah.
Don, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold the phone up to him. Mr. Berman.
Phil Henry, are you there?
I'm right here.
Oh. Would you tell that hanky swatch to stay off the line? Because the minute that her face came into my mind, that's what caused it, a temporary blockage of the things that I want to have a say.
Fine. You tell him that he is no longer welcome through the back window. That's right, in the family room at 3 a.m.
I heard that, and I...
Just put him on hold. All right, what's going on, okay?
I think you heard what I said.
You're having an affair with Don Berman.
No, I'm not. I'm loyal to Frank. But I've allowed that slob to come through the back window to get into Frank's liquor cabinet.
Why?
Because he's been cut off at every bar in town. That's why, and I took pity on him.
Well, why is he having to sneak in?
Because Frank doesn't let anyone touch any of that Knob Creek. And when I say Knob Creek, I mean it in both senses that you're now...
That we understand it as.
Yes. Phil, quit playing the martyr.
I'm not playing the martyr. I'm not playing the martyr at all. I'm trying to desperately understand everything that's happening here. Frank doesn't know that this guy's going through a window in your family room in the middle of the night to drink his booze because Frank knows he's been cut off at every bar.
But it doesn't have anything to do with him being cut off. Frank doesn't care if you get cut off. You can drink his liquor. What he doesn't like is anybody drinking his liquor without his permission.
Why don't you then ask Frank for permission?
Because he doesn't like Don Berman.
Because he doesn't like both, because...
Because we made out.
Because you made out with him.
Yes.
Well, then I guess Don Berman shouldn't be in your home, Margaret.
You know what? I'll make that call. Thank you very much.
What if Frank's listening right now?
I'll make the call. Thank you very much. If Frank's listening right now, Frank's listening right now. I make the call.
Yeah, but Frank's listening. He's going to hit you.
If Frank hits me, it's a hallucination he's having. If Frank hits me, it's a bad piece of turkey that he ate. I can tell you right now, if he hits me, it's a mushroom he picked and nothing more.
All right, well, all I can tell you is that what we wanted to talk about was Sam Donaldson, and this guy gets dosed by the guy that runs his radio station, who we now find out is not... I've never heard of bicolic or whatever that stuff is.
I think it is something that they gave to bisons. It was a veterinary medicine. I'm looking it up right now on my desk reference. I can't get a lot of information. But bicolic or bisolic is what it was originally called, B-I-S-O, was given to... herds of bison or buffalo as a way of getting them to more docile, I think.
So it's a hallucinogenic, it's a mind control drug?
Of some kind, yes.
A mind control drug for buffalo.
Phil, don't sneer when you say those things. You know, you're not the only, you're not the end-all be-all of all information.
No, I'm not sneering. I'm just saying, you know, my mind can only process so much weird stuff. Here's a guy that I've been talking to. He can't... Oh, man.
Well, now you're laughing.
Yeah, you're laughing, mister. I can't be that bad.
No, it's so bad, it's ridiculous. Here's a guy that I can't get an intelligent word out of because he's been dosed with a veterinary drug called bicolic, usually given to buffalo as a mind control medicine. Who knew that buffalo had to be mind controlled?
When it comes to wild animals, Phil, this is a challenge. It's the challenge of the 21st century. In saving species, in controlling wild animals... In getting them to do what you want them to do, need I say, I'll say one name, Siegfried and Roy. Remember him?
You mean remember both of them?
Both of who? All I know is Siegfried and Roy.
No, the one guy's name was Roy. It was Roy, what the hell was his name?
I thought it was Siegfried Roy.
In any event, that was the one guy got bit by the tiger.
Yes, he was bit by the tiger. Had we had bicolic... He would have been able to mind-meld with the animal. I'll go ahead and laugh.
Mind-meld with the animal.
Go ahead and laugh.
All right, we're going to take a break, and if we can get Don Berman back on the phone, we will. If we can get Ted Bell back on the phone at this point, we will. I have a feeling we're probably going to get a call from Frank Gray. I have a feeling that this is not done, this bicolic mind-control medicine for buffalo. We'll be right back. World-famous... Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our
Channel
bitch.
19.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Get him on his feet right now, McKinley, but I don't know, he don't look so good.
Get him on his feet. Get a drink into him. All right, welcome back here. Don Berman back on the line with us. And are you all right, Don? That's the big question everyone is going to have.
I'm fine, Phil, but there was that moment, and I'm sorry, Margaret, but thinking of you...
You know, you don't have to keep beating a dead horse. I understand, and I want it made clear to the audience, that the reason why he passed out was not because he was thinking of my face and getting sick. It's because of the fear he has of Frank Gray. Isn't that right?
Well,
isn't that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. I was afraid when you said you did think of me, I thought of Frank and what he can have done to my knees.
So is Frank... All right, well, I guess I got to talk to Frank.
No one talks to Frank Gray unless he wants to talk to Frank. No one talks to Frank Gray unless he wants to talk to Frank Gray.
What?
What does that mean?
What did I say?
He said no one talks to Frank Gray unless he does.
You mean no one talks to Frank Gray unless he gives permission?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Well,
I'll talk to him.
He's Phil. Didn't you hear what I just said?
Anyway, Phil.
Let's get back to what we're talking about. So you're talking about Diane Sawyer.
Yeah, the effects of the Bisonol is still circulating in my brain. So if you have, if it sounds to you as if the words that I'm saying are not the way I normally say a word, then you'll know that the chemical...
I'll know that you are still under the effects of Bisonol.
Of the chemical that is a mind, is a mood-altering drug for buffalo.
Mood-altering drug for buffalo. Got it.
Well...
just go ahead.
All right. Diane's, who, her last name is the same as Tom Sawyer, and...
Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer likes to drink alcohol more than any other human being in the broadcasting business in New York, even to the point of showing up on television inebriated.
It's a good word.
Beyond belief. It is in that situation that I think Sam Donaldson found himself in, under the influence of a notorious serial drunk like Diane Sawyer, and he felt...
You're doing good, Don.
...that if you can't beat him, join him.
All right, let me interrupt you, okay?
All right.
Diane Sawyer, who you've just described as a serial drunk, created an environment at ABC that Sam Donaldson said he couldn't beat, so he'd join.
If you can't beat it, join it. If you can't, yeah, if you can't beat it.
I think he's using that in the wrong sense. He's saying beat it. And I think he's thinking more about something else.
Yeah, it sounds like that to me.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I disagree.
Well, he's saying if you can't beat it, and then, you know, he hesitates and says join it.
I don't.
Hold on, Don. You're doing fine. So Sam Donaldson decided to start drinking because Diane Sawyer was.
Yes, Donaldson started to beat it openly and drink as well.
I told you.
See?
What do you mean beat it openly?
Because of the feeling he has for Diane Sawyer, he beats it on a regular basis and drinks as much as she to gain her favorable, to gain her favors, which means raw sex.
Sam Donaldson has turned into a drinker because he wants to gain the sexual favors of Diane Sawyer. Is that it?
Uh-huh. At least that's this reporter's opinion.
I told you, you owe me an apology.
I do owe you an apology. So when Sam says if you can't beat it, join it.
He's talking about sex.
Don, I know how difficult this has been for you. You need to sleep off the effects of the Bisonol.
Right. Anyone got a physician desk reference handy?
I have one here.
All right. What do I got to do?
Well, it says flush the system. It also says something here along the lines of get some rest. So I think that...
Just drink a lot of water and get some rest.
Okay.
Well, you just hung up on him.
No, Bud's taking care of it.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
So anyway, Margaret...
Yeah, just flush your system and get some rest.
Can you keep it down, Bud?
Yeah, sorry.
So anyway, Margaret, when you're talking to me...
Yeah.
Wait, I can't hear you.
I said when you're talking to me...
Just get some rest.
Will you shut up?
I gotta go.
Margaret, you know, let me do the interview, okay? I don't need for you to keep butting in and telling me what people mean, even if you're right. Even if you're right. Even if you're right. Only one person does the interviewing around here.
But he was.
Fine. He was talking about that. Now, how true any of this is, I don't know. It's not a truth serum, after all. He can still be full of crap. It just makes his mind go haywire, which I believe that guy that runs Channel 19 wants it to do anyway, as if Don's mind isn't haywire in the first place. All right, we have some other news that we were trying to get to, and we got sidetracked by Bisonol, a mood-altering drug for buffalo, and Don's mind being apparently transported and controlled by one of the minority owners of Channel 19 News. And, oh, yeah, Sam Donaldson got arrested for DUI because he's trying to gain the sexual favors of Diane Sawyer by drinking as much as she does.
Well, Phil, if you don't like the news, don't read it.
It's not that I don't like it. It's the way it gets interpreted around here. Miss USA crown, Miss Universe 2012. We'll have that story and more when we come back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just get some rest and flush your system. Flush your system. Not your sister.
Phil Henry.